Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, the Shir, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Of course, we are here in Sefer Bereishis, probably my favorite Sefer in the five books of Moshe and the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Sefer Bereishis has lots of stories, lots of people, lots of characters to learn from. Of course, Avram being one of my favorite, if not my favorite, unfortunately. The story now moves over to the next generation, and unfortunately also Yitzchak gets a pretty bad rep. You know, he gets only one parsha in the Torah, basically. He's mentioned, obviously, a little bit in Chayesara, you know, in the end of Vayera, obviously, because he's in the Akedah. But really, the focus of Yitzchak is only in one parsha and told us, and only for half of the parsha, because it then moves over to Yaakov and Esav. The story really doesn't hinge on Yitzchak all that much, and it's very sad to think that this character, this Avos, one of the Avos, really doesn't get much screen time, if you will, Ahavdil, really doesn't get much stage time, if you will. And a lot of people write him off thinking he's just a bridge in the chain, just a chain in the link of transmission. But if you think about the trait of Yitzchak, Yitzchak's trait is that of Gevura, that of strength. How strong a person does a person have to be to make sure that the chain isn't gone and the transmission isn't gone? Avram is this larger-than-life personality. Imagine having this person as your father, this Ish Chesed, this person whose house is open on four directions, four tents, probably has thousands of followers, takes on the entire world against polytheism, advocating monotheism, showing the world who Hashem is. And then he has this very interesting child, this son Yaakov, who ends up having the Shiftei Kah, has the 12 children, has four wives, has a whole legacy, has all of these stories happening. Yitzchak himself kind of can fall in the background. It could be someone who doesn't seem like he has strength of character, doesn't seem like he does, but obviously in order to be that chain in the link has to be that strength of character. And these are not my own words. I've heard these from commentators and Mefarshim and sages over the years. Also Rabbi Rosner, I believe, talks about this. Even Rabbi Foreman, probably. But when we think about this kind of a thing, we can see how easily it is to meld into the background, to kind of dissolve into the background, fade into the background. But a person needs to have the gevura. A person needs to have the strength to be someone like a Yitzchak who could actually be that chain in the link, in the transmission, to be a strong person, to stay true to yourself and to stay true to the mission that is the Torah, that is the mitzvahs, that is the chesed, that are hallmarks of the Jewish people. And the question for ourselves as well can become, how can we be that strong person? How can we be that individual that has the gevura, that has the strength, that has the inner strength of conviction, of will, to not be a person that fades away to the background of history, that's lost to the chain of transmission of the thousands of years of Jewish history? We don't want it to be that our names are lost throughout history. I don't know Yankel Beryl Moshe. He was around in 2022. He was around during that time. I don't even know who that person was. You make your mark on history. You be that person like a Yitzchak, to stand up, to be the middle of us, but to be an of in your own way, to be someone who is a forefather, of progenitor of a legacy. We talked about this the other week, making our legacy, making our impact on the world, making sure we are not lost to the greater personalities, if you will, the stronger personalities, if you will, throughout history. We can do what we can to make our impact. We can make sure that we stand strong as a strong link in the chain of the Jewish people. Personally, I will tell you, I feel like I have to do a lot in this world. One of the many missions in my life, I believe, are the Tani Talk podcast, doing the Tani Talks Parsha like this show, Shir, doing the Tani Talks Radio, the show Monday nights live at 8:30, where you can listen on Shir Enjoyment Radio app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, 8:30 New York time, or the Tani Talks OT show, the Tani Talks Perkei Avos show, and the Tani Talks Daf show, all Shirim as well. This is a small way where I can make sure to stand out to the test of time, to make sure not to fall back into the annals of history. And I apologize for the baby making some noise in the background. Doesn't nap and sleep nearly as much as I wish he would, but wants to make some noise to join us as a co-host. So bear with me if you will. But in general, when it comes to standing strong through the time, the tests of time and the sands of time, we want to make sure that we are able to be that link in the transmission. We are that link in the story. We're able to do what we can to carry forth that torch, to carry forth that tradition. If you write a book, you write articles, you make a podcast, you make a shiur, you make comic strips, or you're an editor, you're a writer, you do whatever you can to change the world. You're a musician. You're someone who makes music for the world. These are different things that you could do to bring yourself to be a strong person, to have that gevura to stand up, because oftentimes it could be that we do fall apart to the sands of time. It could be that we lose ourselves to the personalities of time. Avraham was a great personality, and Yaakov had a tremendous amount of different nisyonos and different stories. There's a lot of time spent on Yaakov and his children in Sefer Bereishis. There's more time spent on Avraham than there is in Yitzchak. So Yitzchak himself could fall aside, but he's not like that. He redigs the wells that his father did. He renames the wells that his father did. He made sure to have that treaty with Avimelech and Pisom or Pichol. Excuse me if I forget the name exactly. The Sartzevo, the officer of his general of his army. He made sure to stand up and to stand strong. We say Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Even if it seems that there's more time, more screen time given to Avraham and Yaakov, Yitzchak in and of itself is that strong link in the chain. We need to be that strong link in the chain to do what we can. With our years on this world, we should be zocha to 120 years. What can we do with our years, with our time, with our days, with our hours and our minutes? We could do stuff to make our minutes meaningful, like Meaningful Minute talks about a minute that could change your life. Sparks and seconds, we could spark your life in just seconds. And through Luach, and through so many things in Jewish podcasts, different things we could do to make the world a different place. Even the little project of the Fine Five, which I've been working on for years and was published one time, some small thing that could be published and could be there for the standing the test of time. My music, I play guitar. We're going to talk about that tonight, God willing, on the radio, Tani Talks Radio. Why play instruments? Playing rocks. These are different things. You make a song and you publish it as a podcast. That song is there for the test of time. You make an episode, you make a podcast that could stand the test of time. What can we do to make sure to be that strong link in the chain? What can we do to make sure that we stand out? We could record a shiur, we could record a podcast, we could make a book, we could write a book, we could write articles. My wife, Baruch Hashem, was zocha to write 4 articles now for H.com. That's published and could be there for the stands of time, could be there for eternity. How cool is that to have your name published in print? Could be there for the test of time. And if we make podcasts, we make shiurim, that audio could be there for the test of time. It could be out there for the annals of time. So when we think about Yitzchak, we think about Toldos, and we see how he has the Yaakov and the Esav, two vastly different people. One lives by the sword, one lives by the mouth. Obviously, Yaakov goes on to bear the torch of the Jewish people. We should stand strong. We should stand tall to be that torch of the Jewish people. Do what we can to make an impact on this world, to be that strong link in the chain, to follow that hod, to follow that idea, to follow that yesod of gevura, of strength, to be a strength of character, be a strength of will. Ezahu gibor hakovish yitro, to even work on ourselves, whatever afflictions or addictions or struggles or traits or bad middos we might have in our own world, to stand tall, to fight them, to do what we can to make an impact on this world. And then we too could be strong links in the chain. We could be strong progenitors of the people, to be like a Yitzchak, to learn from Yitzchak, to be that strong link in the chain, to not fall back to the other personalities throughout history, but to be that strong link in the chain, to make a wonderful difference in this world. And hopefully we could be zocha to bring Mashiach speedily in our days with the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. May it be his will. May that in fact be today. Be that strong link in the chain and make that difference every single day. Join us next time as we talk Tani Talks Parsha, some practical lessons for the week from the Parsha lesson of the week, and I'm your host, Tani.